Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I'm so glad you're joining us here. My name is Gabe, and here's my question for you. Is there a skill that you would like to improve, but you don't want to change jobs? I mean, I wonder if you could get paid to learn and use that skill at your workplace. The title of today's lesson is On the Job Training. So, what is on the job training? What is on the job training? Today's lesson takes place at Owl Media. Remember Adam and Laura? Well, what does Laura need? We're going to find out the answer in our lesson. So, open up your magazine. Let's begin.
On-the-job training. Train current employees rather than hiring outsiders. On-the-job training focuses on helping employees improve their skills within the work environment. Through on-the-job training, workers can acquire general skills that they can transfer from one job to another. They also learn specific skills that are unique to a specific job. In on-the-job training, an experienced employee passes knowledge and skills on to a novice employee.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 outsider 这个名词。Outsider 是指外来者，外部的人或者是局外人。例如 sometimes an outsider might have a clearer view of what's going on in the company. 有时候局外人可能比较看得清楚公司里到底发生什么事。或者是 these professional terms are too difficult for an outsider. 这些专用的术语对圈外人而言太困难了。它的反义字就是 insider, 例如 according to insiders, the new CEO is going to downsize the company. 根据内部人士消息，新的执行长会缩编公司的人事。接下来我们看 novice 这个名词， novice 是指新手或初学者。例如 Frankie can't deal with the customers by himself, he's still a novice. Frankie 不可以一个人应付客人，他还是个新手。Novice 也可以放在另外一个名词前面作为修饰，例如 As a novice teacher, Chloe is pretty calm and at ease. 身为一个新手老师， Chloe 非常冷静而且放松。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, Rebecca, I do like this idea of on-the-job training because I feel like you don't always have to hire outside workers whenever you have something new for someone to do.
Right, I definitely agree. And I think that there are a lot of things that you can learn while on the job. I mean, seriously, I know that actually even here at Studio Classroom, I feel like I've gotten a lot of on-the-job training.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily have a lot of experience before coming, but I've learned a lot.
Yeah, you know what? When I was first starting to learn how to teach on TV and the radio for Let's Talk in English a long time ago, I considered that on-the-job training. Actually, that was definitely on-the-job training, as I had very little experience before that. Well, friends, we've talked about this phrase and used this phrase a lot. Actually, it's more like a word, a big word with lots of little hyphens, right? On-the-job something. That is something that you do while you are working, while you're on the job.
Exactly. And actually, this reminds me of the time I used to work at Starbucks, at the coffee shop Starbucks.
Yes.
A lot of the training I got was on the job. I didn't know how to make coffee like espressos and lattes and mochas, but I learned how to do that while on the job. So on-the-job training, I think, can be very beneficial.
That's right. Now, on-the-job training, the on-the-job comes first, before the word training. However, sometimes we also use this phrase afterwards. So, for example, oh, my friend is sleeping on the job. Now, if we say it like that, If you write it out, you wouldn't use those hyphens. You would just have three different words. He is sleeping on the job. That means he is sleeping while he should be working.
Exactly. Well, we see here, train current employees rather than hiring outsiders. So let's take a look at that little phrase. Rather than. This just means that instead of, or do one thing instead of doing something else. So, for example, you could say, you know, I'd like to stay home tonight rather than going out to the movies. I'm just feeling kind of tired.
Or would you like to cook for yourself, or would you want to go out and eat? Maybe you should cook for yourself rather than go out to eat every night. Do something different for a change. And here we see train current employees rather than hiring outsiders. This is kind of a command, or at least it's a suggestion to employers to just train the people that already work for you. Don't just hire someone from the outside.
Exactly. And so we read, on the job training focuses on helping employees improve their skills within the work environment, which, like we've already talked about, this is actually very true. And I do believe, Gabe, that it is good to help current employees to develop their skills.
And that's why some employers have conferences or they invite people to hold classes for their employees so that their employees can learn something new for their job and to continue developing those skills. So we read on, through on-the-job training, workers can acquire general skills that they can transfer from one job to another. And of course, there are many skills that are useful in any job. Last month, we just learned about communication skills and critical thinking. Those are just some examples of some transferable skills.
They also learn specific skills that are unique to a specific job. So, for example, if you're doing a specific job and you're getting on-the-job training, you will learn the skills that will help you be better for that specific job. And that makes sense.
Yeah, for example, I know for a while we had to write tests here at Studio Classroom. Yes, Rebecca and I also learned how to write tests. And that was a specific job we had to do, so we had to learn specific skills for that job. But we read, in on-the-job training, an experienced employee passes knowledge and skills onto a novice employee. And so this could be for different reasons. Sometimes you have on-the-job training because maybe one of your employees is going to leave. And so before he or she leaves, they pass on their information to a novice employee.
And Gabe, you brought up that word novice, or you said it a couple of times. And yes, friends, you see that word here on the screen. This just refers to a person who is not experienced or as experienced in a job in a particular situation.
Yeah, sometimes we might also use the word beginner. He's a beginner. She's a beginner. They are a novice employee.
Employee.
What a wonderful word. Those two E's together, what does that mean? Let's find out with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
Someone who employs people is an employer. Someone who interviews people is an interviewer.
In these two words, the suffix er indicates someone who initiates an action, employing and interviewing. Now, what about someone who is being employed or being interviewed? That would be an employee and an interviewee.
That's right. When we add the suffix ee to some verbs, we get words that refer to people who are the passive recipients of the action of the verbs. In an interview, the interviewer is the person asking the questions, and the interviewee is the one who has to answer the questions.
A trainee is someone who receives training, and the person giving the training is the trainer. Do you have a personal trainer when you go to the gym?
Now, of course, we can't use this construction with all verbs. For example, you cannot say a murderer kills a murderee. You can only use this construction with certain verbs.
我们今天来看两个不同的字尾。如果我们把 er 加在某一些动词后面，就形成做这个动作的人。Employer 就是 employ 雇用人的人。Interviewer 就是 interview 面试人的人。另一个字尾呢是 ee， 当我们把 ee 加在某一些动词的后面，就形成接受这个动作的人。所以 employee 就是被 employ 的人，也就是员工。Interviewee 是被 interview 的人，也就是被面试的人。Trainee 是被 train 的人，也就是受训者。但这个用法并不能够用于所有的动词，像 murder 谋杀。虽然 murderer 是杀人犯，但我们并不能把被杀的人说成是 murderee， 没有这种说法。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning today about on-the-job training. That's right, you have a couple of options when you need to train somebody to do something new. You could hire someone from the outside to do that job, or you could train someone from within your company to do that job. What will you do? Well, we are learning with Owl Media today. I wonder who's part of today's conversation.Let's find out.
On the job training. Conversation A. Laura and Adam are talking in Adam's office.
Adam, I am swamped. I feel like I'm spending my whole life at the office. I need another production assistant.To oversee some of the work.
You do, but hiring one won't be easy.
Why hire one? Dean Black could do the job.
Dean? We decided a while ago not to promote him.
True, but since you talked to him, he's made great strides. He's great to work with now.
He'll need training, and that takes time. We're too busy to send him out for training. We need him here.
Why not just let him learn on the job?
OK, 继续我们看 swamp 这个动词。Swamp 当动词是指充斥、席卷或者是使应接不暇。例如 K-pop music has swamped not only Asia, but also the Western world.韩国流行音乐不但席卷亚洲，也席卷西方世界。或者是 Rachel was swamped with meetings all day long. Rachel 一整天的时间都被会议占满了。Swamp 也可以当名词，意思是指沼泽地或者湿地。例如 You can find alligators in this swamp. 你可以在这个沼泽中找到鳄鱼。继续我们看的是 stride 这个名词。Stride 在这里是指进步或者是进展。例如 Victor has made...Great strides in his studies lately. Victor 最近课业方面有很大的进步。或者是 The basketball player made major strides in handling the ball. 这位篮球选手控球方面有很大的进步。Stride 也可以指步幅或者是大步。例如 The runner needs to lengthen her strides to increase her speed. 这位跑者需要加长他的步幅来增快速度。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So, we are going to discuss this conversation, the conversation between Laura and Adam. And as you can see in our lesson, Laura and Adam are talking in Adam's office. So, the conversation opens with Laura. Adam, I'm swamped. I feel like I'm spending my whole life at the office.
Hey, hold on a second, Rebecca.
Yes?
Yeah, before we move on, let's talk about that word.If you're swamped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this makes me think of the noun, a swamp. which is a boggy or muddy area. It's got a lot of water, maybe a lot of things inside the water.
Okay.
And when you're walking through a swamp, you can't go very fast.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the swamp causes you to move kind of slowly.
Yes.
Is that the idea here?
And sometimes there are even alligators in swamps.
Yes.
That's kind of the idea. However, this is the verb form of that word. And when you are swamped, this just means that you are so busy and it's so difficult to deal with everything that's put there in front of you because you just don't have any time.
That's right. Actually, it's an adjective if you are swamped. Yes, I am so swamped at the office today. I have no time for anything. Please don't give me any other work. I am swamped.
Right. And, you know, I would love to go to the movies with you tonight, but I'm just so swamped at work these days.
And I hate it when that happens. Okay, well,
yeah.
Laura is swamped, and she needs some help, okay? I feel like I'm spending my whole life at the office. Hold on a second.
Wait, yeah, hold on.
Is she spending her whole life at the office, like 24 hours every day for, you know, 70, 80, 90 years at the office?
This actually reminds me of another word. When you are exaggerating, that just kind of means that you're making something seem like it's bigger than it really is. And you know, Gabe, I actually think that is what Laura is doing. Of course she's not spending her entire life at the office.
Okay, so this is a great word, exaggerate. In Chinese, you might say 夸张, right? Okay, so of course you're not spending your whole life at the office. You could exaggerate in many ways, though. Oh, man. I worked 100 hours yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you didn't work 100 hours. That's impossible. But you're exaggerating.
Exactly. Or you could say, my goodness, Gabe, on my way to work, I saw this big, huge, huge, huge dog. I think it was as big as the building. And it was so scary.
Rebecca.
Yeah?
You're exaggerating. I've told you 1,000 times, don't exaggerate.
Oh,
okay,
well,
maybe
it
not
was
1,000
scary.
Times.
But it was scary.
Okay, it was scary. Did you catch my exaggeration there, Rebecca?
Yes. You have not told me 1,000 times.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Anyway, that is how you use this word to exaggerate. So why don't you take some time and create some fun examples using this word to exaggerate? Well, continuing with this conversation, of course, we see that Laura says that she's spending her whole life at the office. I need another production assistant to oversee some of the work.
All right, so mm-hmm. She needs some help.
Yeah.
And Adam says you do, but hiring one won't be easy. Well, why hire one, Laura says? Dean Black could do the job. Do you remember Dean, Rebecca?
I do.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, they had decided not to promote him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, that's exactly what Adam says. That we decided a while ago not to promote him.
Okay.
And so now they're talking about him doing the job?
Yes, perhaps he will do the job, Laura says. But since you talked to him, he's made great strides. Okay, so they were having problems with Dean before, but now he's made great strides. Now the word stride is from our word bank. And it's a noun, and it looks like this. Usually when you walk, you just take normal steps
mm-hmm.
like this, not too big, but a stride is a nice big step. This is a stride.
Right. That is a stride. And of course, in our lesson, that's kind of the idea, except it really means that you're advancing and making good progress. So thank you so much for that demonstration, Gabe.
Yeah, and he's not just making baby steps, he's making great strides.
Exactly, and another way that you could use this in a sentence is that scientists are making great strides in search of a cure for cancer.
That is a great example. Friends, I know you're doing a great job today as well. You're making great strides in your English learning. And right now it's time for us to do something fun with today's SC Challenge.
Yes!
Friends, you are not the only ones ready for today's SC Challenge. Let's meet today's players. Please tell us your name.
My name is Jung.
And what is your name?
My name's David.
John and David, I believe we have seen them before. 两位帅哥, are you ready for today's essay challenge?
Ready.
Ready? They sound ready. Okay, here's our words. Outsiders, novice, swamped, strides. Okay, here's sentence number one. I'm sorry, I won't be able to go with you tomorrow night. I am just blank at work. I'm sorry, I'm too busy, you know, yes, John?
Swamper.
Okay, let's see. I won't be able to go with you because I am swamped at work. Very nice job, John. Give me five. Oh, yeah. There's one. Okay, here we go. Most blank do not really understand what happens inside our office. Most people... Yes, David, do you think you know the answer?
Most...
Outsiders.
Let's see. Most outsiders do not understand what really happens at the office. Very nice job, David. Okay. 1 point for each. As a blank actor, Sally must spend a lot of time practicing her lines. Because she's kind of a new actor, and so she has to spend a lot of time. She's not a professional. Yes, Davey?
Novice.
Let's see. As a novice actor, Sally must spend a lot of time practicing her lines. Very nice job. Wait, John, so that's okay. To me, you're both winners. Do we have a prize for our winners today, Rebecca? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Friends, we'll see you again next time for the SC Challenge. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
High five. Great job.
Thank you.
Okay, so are they going to train Dean for this job?
I don't know. I guess we're going to have to find out tomorrow, so we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye. 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 Yes, do it.